Cup one, come all the short, those tall. There may be some clowning around, but get an earful all in all. No need for waivers, no need for saviors. Don't be frightened, do not hide. Enter now and enjoy the ride. So step right up, those far and near. The attraction is set. It's Earful Fear.
Hi, welcome to the Earful Fear podcast. This is the podcast that talks about scary movies. Are movies trying to be scary? I'm Rick. Got Darren.
What's up? What's going on, man?
Nothing. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming on out, man. It's been a little bit. Not too long. I think the last time you came out, the three of us did the platform.
That was
for our 100th, our 100th episode.
That movie still.
Still messing with you?
Still does. Every time it comes up, or I think about it, which isn't often, but when it does, I think back, I'm like, oh my God, that movie.
Yeah, that's a messed up movie, man. Very much so. Yeah. It's a cool movie. It was a good movie. Really fucked up, but yeah. That was the last one we did. That was our 100th. That was pretty cool.
That was the 100th episode?
That was our 100th, yeah. Well, today you and I are going to be talking about 2005's The Descent. That's it. That's all I got.
Short and to the
point. Yeah, that's all I was going to do to get The Descent. Hold on, one more time.
There you go, man.
Yeah, I wish I could take credit for that, but I can't.
That's hilarious.
I know. So, you're like, oh man, this is going to be so cool.
I was all waiting for him. It's going to be epic.
And you're like, oh, is that it?
That was anticlimactic.
I know. I was trying to think, like, I figured it sounds like one of these creatures, kind of. A little bit.
Maybe.
No, I'm trying here, man.
Dude, they needed the echolocation. You need to throw some echo on there.
I know. Yeah. I know. 2005's The Descent. I don't remember. Did I suggest this one?
Yeah,
I don't think you would. You had never seen it.
I'd never seen it.
I was surprised you hadn't seen it. I own this. I've seen it a few times. I really like this movie. Now, rewatching it again last night, I have a few little issues. Okay. What a surprise. Rick's got a few issues. Sure. But nothing like major. Like, well, it's still a great movie.
Yeah, oh, for sure. I'm just wondering if it's the same issues that
we're gonna have. Yes, we're going to. Like, because when we sit down and do this, before I just watch a movie just for pure enjoyment and I really don't pick it apart. And now I kind of find I'm like little things. I'm like, oh, really? Or really?
So, now, I know that you don't. Well, shoot. I was going to say, I know that you typically don't revisit a movie. However, when it comes to horror movies, I think you give exception to that rule, right?
You're right.
Other movies you don't. Typically, you watch a movie, you're pretty much done.
I'm done, unless I love it. Like Fury Road comes to mind, like Mad Max. I could watch that all the time.
Yeah.
There are certain movies that maybe obviously The Warriors,
right.
Escape from New York. There's some that are my favorites, but like if I was like saying you and I were to go see a movie right now and let's call it a comedy or an action and it was okay, I'd be done with it. I saw it once and I'm like, move on. Yeah.
So now what ends up happening here, this kind of has to suck though, because you're going into a horror movie to do a podcast on it. So you have to dissect it.
Yes.
And then once you do that, does it make it difficult for you then
to go back? No, I don't think so. No. I think I can separate the two.
Okay.
I think I can with these, unless the movie really blows.
Right.
Like if you and I any of the creeps, we do an episode and we've never seen it before. Right. And it just sucks ass.
Yeah.
Like there's no sense in me going back to it anyways. Yeah. Like I can think of several off the top of my head. Sure. Like Scott and I did Life Force. No way in hell. You came over to watch that with me.
Yeah.
What a piece of crap that was. I'm sorry, people. If you like it, that's cool. I respect it. But I was so bored. I didn't care for it. There's been some other movies that we have done. I'm like, it's just whatever for me.
Yeah.
But then there's some other ones that we come across. And I'm like, this is really good. And I would absolutely go back and watch this again.
Yeah, like Event Horizon comes to mind for
me. That one wasn't that good. No, that one was not that good. But recently I did a couple episodes with Jake and his buddy, and we did the Green Room, or Green Room, and that one was really good, dude. I really liked that. I would absolutely go back and revisit that movie. Yeah, right. So for sure. So
I'm going to have to check that one out.
Yeah, you would like it, especially the whole music aspect and playing gigs and shit. Yeah,
right. Yeah, for sure.
But I guess before we jump into it, do you want to do, I guess I'll do a quick, you want to do a quick synopsis, or you want me to do it?
No, you could do it.
Okay. This is real simple. A caving expedition goes, let's call it south, very quickly.
Goes south.
Yeah, as the explorers become trapped and pursued by strange creatures. Yeah. I think that's pretty much the gist of it. I try to keep these short if we can.
Yeah.
I guess we let everyone know full spoilers.
One, two.
So, like I was saying, I still really enjoyed this movie, and it's been a while since I've seen it. Yeah. So, dude, there was parts I forgot, and I was like, and it got me. Like there was a scene when she's dreaming, like when they're in the cabin, they haven't yet gone to the cave yet, and she wakes up, and I didn't realize she was dreaming, and the damn pole comes through the window. Dude, that got me.
Now, you're not referring to the first scene when
not the actual death. Okay. 'Cause I remember that.
Yeah.
They didn't waste any time with that.
No.
Like, this was like, basically, I think they're in Scotland. Mm-hmm. I think they're in Scotland. They're doing a rafting trip. Sarah, Juno, and Beth. The three of them, they're doing a trip. The husband, Paul, and the little daughter are waiting for them. And you can immediately see something is not right with Paul and Juno.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you can see it. Sarah doesn't see it. Beth sees it. And
And really quick, screw all that whitewater rafting crap. Yeah, it's one thing to maybe kind of just gently float down the river.
Sure.
Maybe a little bit of, right?
Yeah,
but those things were like, DEFCON 5 rapids, man.
Yeah, I'm not doing that, dude.
No, I mean, we're talking, that's the kind of shit that flip a boat over.
Oh, for sure. You hit a rock. Drown. No,
screw
all
that.
I guess their thing is, and I get the impression.
They're like thrill seekers.
Thrill seekers, yeah. Like, I'm going to assume they've been friends a long time. Maybe they met in college. Maybe they've been friends longer, and they get together once a year, and. Mm-hmm. I assume someone picks something and then.
Well, I got the impression that it's like they have this whole thing about them where they're like trying to stretch the limits of their physical abilities, or adrenaline junkie type.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's kind of what it seems like to me. You know. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't take long. Like. Sarah, her husband Paul, and her daughter, maybe she looked 5 to 7, and they're not really paying attention. Well, what a surprise. While they're driving, you gotta somehow introduce a tragedy immediately, and they don't waste any time. They hit a car. And these poles, what was it, dude? Was it like, what kind of poles was it? I almost thought it was I know it wasn't, but at the first time I thought it almost looked like skis.
No, they were on the roof of the
one car that they hit.
Yeah, they were just like aluminum piping or maybe steel piping.
Do you think, just for the sake of the movie, I mean, okay, you and I are chatting, right? Let's say, is that reality? Do you think that sort of impact would cause those poles? Yeah, absolutely. Go through the windshield and kill them. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I've seen that in other movies.
So, dude, I mean, two cars going, whatever, let's just say they're going 60.
Yeah.
Right? To a dead stop being crashed. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Dude, those things would go. Man. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it kills the husband and the daughter.
Then I got the impression she went in the hospital. She was kind of in a coma, or I don't know, like in a maybe.
I don't think so. I think if it was short lived.
Sure.
Because I mean, she got
she gets
out
up and then literally is like running down the.
Yeah, some of the dream sequences were a little odd to me. Like, what was that all about?
Wait, are you sure that was a dream? See, I thought she woke up and I thought that she was like, she had this realization or whatever, like, oh my God, my daughter, you know, and was.
Well, remember when all the lights were when she was running down the hallway and the lights were like, I've seen this done before as well. You know, and then all of a sudden it's like the dream is over and she runs into her friend Beth and then she cries. And
that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Some of those dream sequences were a little like
weird,
a little weird to me. Like, I don't know.
Well, they just didn't seem, there was a kind of a disconnect.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really understand what the point is of the, maybe it was to try to showcase maybe PTSD. Maybe.
Maybe. I just don't know. Like they,
because they had it throughout.
They did with the daughter and the birthday cake.
They did it. Yeah, it was like a PTSD.
What was the point of the birthday cake? Like what relevance was that in the scheme of these dream sequences? Like, I understand if you have a flashback with your daughter, and it's something, you know, what was the birthday cake for?
Well,
what was that all about? Was it just a memory that she had, and it just kept repeating? Like, I was trying to understand what that meant.
And before that accident, there was no scenes that where they were celebrating the kid's birthday.
No. I mean, literally 2 minutes into the movie, they died.
Yeah.
And so I didn't get it. Like, I didn't understand it. Like,
I didn't quite understand that.
So either. I don't know. I mean, maybe it was just to establish the, her, you know, a moment that she had, that she kept going back to with her daughter, that... Mm-hmm. The fact that her daughter is gone and she misses her. I don't, that's the only thing I can think of. Dude.
Maybe it's some weird juxtaposition to birthday, death day, birthday.
Yeah, maybe. You know, I was thinking about this and maybe I'm way off. Obviously, this movie takes place in a cave, right? So you have to descend into the cave, and that's where they get the word descent.
Yeah.
But maybe there's another meaning. Maybe it's her descent into what she dealt with over the past year with the death.
No, it absolutely is.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. No.
Okay.
Without a doubt, that's the case. Yeah. Yes. They're showing her slow descent into, I wouldn't call it madness, but her slow descent into turmoil or into so that they're using the cave and descending and as sort of a metaphor to describe loss and
grief because
a
year it was a year later, right? And I was like, I don't ever want him like be put in that position. I couldn't even imagine after a year I would,
dude. It felt very PTSD to me.
Yeah.
It felt like sudden flashbacks as a result of being placed into situations that were very similar. That's what it felt like to me.
Yeah. So a year later, it's a year later, right? They are doing another trip.
Yeah.
And the license plate said North Carolina. We know it was in the States, but was it North Carolina?
I think so.
It was in North Carolina.
I think.
So it was basically the three gals, Sarah, Juno, and Beth. But then there was a couple additional: Rebecca, Sam, and Holly.
Right.
Rebecca and Sam are sisters.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Rebecca's the older one.
Yeah.
And I think Sam is the younger sister who's becoming a doctor. She's going to medical school.
Yes.
And then Holly just seems to be a thrill seeker that is friends with Juno.
Yeah, correct.
Does that sound pretty?
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Now, which is the one with the spiky hair?
That's Holly.
Holly.
That's the thrill seeker who was, she was a little annoying.
She was, but I don't know why. The movie didn't do anything necessarily to, but for some reason, when I started to see her for the first time, I was like, she gonna die first. She's gonna die first.
Yeah, she comes off that way. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not surprised.
Yep.
Because we know she's not the final girl. We know Sarah is.
Sure.
You could argue maybe Juno, but they established quickly that something is, that more than likely there's an affair happening right?
Yeah.
And that she's probably not going to live, but maybe she survives most of it, which essentially is what happens here.
Yeah.
Holly, I didn't get the impression with her, the way they developed that character that she was going to last long.
No. And again, there was nothing really that the movie did that made me go but I just had this.
I think you see enough of these movies, you kind of know, like, it's like the, it's sometimes, well, I can't say the stoner guy in some movies, right? Because there's been movies where the stoner guy will live.
Sure.
Like Cabin in the
Cabin
Woods.
Cabin in the Woods, that kind of cracked me up.
Yeah, so.
Wait, wasn't that the we were like, it was actually the more he smoked, the more, yes, the more like the more clear-headed he became. Yes. That's
hilarious. Which is pretty funny.
That is actually.
Yeah. Fun. So, but they, so Juno picks this excursion, I guess.
Yeah.
So the idea here is they're going to descend to this cave.
Yeah.
Everyone, I think, besides Juno, is under the impression that this is a cave that has been,
oh yeah,
you know, explored. You know, that there's a book, so, and there's notes on, you know, maps and stuff like that,
and that they had, because I guess it's a thing, you know, they report what they're going to be doing to, not necessarily the authorities, but maybe it's like,
I don't know what it is. It's like park rangers or something,
exactly.
or someone that oversees those caves,
so that people are, at least someone's aware.
Yeah.
That they're right. So I guess that's a thing.
I can see that being a thing. It's smart.
Yeah.
Because if you go missing, someone knows the vicinity of where you're at.
Correct.
Well, Juno doesn't do this. Now, we don't find this until a little bit later. Yeah. Out this a little bit later, but the idea with her was she wanted to be the first to kind of discover the cave and name it. And
well, so she doesn't tell anybody else what everybody else thinks it's this one cave, when it turns out it's a completely undiscovered cave.
Yeah.
No one knows anything about the thing, or at least at the time, no one knows anything about it.
Yeah.
And she was like wanting to, I don't know. Yeah. Like be like, she wanted like all of them to like, I don't know. What was her thing? It was like not a thrill seeker thing. It was more like,
well, she,
to make our mark.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, and then I think there's a line where Sarah goes, well, cause Juno says, well, I wanted it for us. And Sarah goes, well, really, was it for us or was it for you?
Right.
And Juno's, I think her character. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, very much you so. Know, yep.
She very much did it for herself.
Yeah. When they descended in, okay, so they get down in the cave, right?
Mm-hmm.
This was one of the issues I had. And again, it's not big. It's not a big deal. Those bats look terrible.
Oh, yeah.
When I saw it the first time, I didn't even pay attention. These were terrible CGI bats.
Oh, God, yeah.
I mean, dude, they look pretty okay.
They did.
And so, it was whatever.
I looked a little past it. I was kind of more, I was, because I haven't seen this movie, I was more, okay, you know, what's going to be going on this thing? Yeah. So the bats came out and I was just sort of like.
Yeah, I paid attention and I was like, oh, those don't look that good. So, but whatever, I can forgive that.
It's but now you've seen this more than once. And
I have.
So now you're kind of looking at like those kind of hyper details.
Yep. I was looking at stuff that I didn't remember. Mm-hmm. And the bats, I forgot they even came out. Makes sense that they came out, but sure. Yeah, they did not look good at all.
No.
But they go explore this thing, and man, I will tell you this, there are a few, there was obviously the ones really that prompted this whole them having to find an alternate way out was when Sarah got stuck.
Yeah.
Dude, that is such a small, tight area that you don't know what's going to happen here. And dude, I was getting claustrophobic watching it.
Yeah, like my chest was all getting tight, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. And it just, I mean, not that I needed reminding, but fuck all that shit. I have no desire to explore it. Like, hey, kudos to anybody who's a thrill seeker and wants to, and like just enjoys that thing. But no fucking way am I going down into some dark ass depths using nothing but little fucking flares in order to see my way, crawling through a little freaking tunnel that easily at any point in time.
Yeah.
You could get stuck and then you're just stuck.
Which basically what Sarah did. She got stuck.
Yep.
She panicked.
Yep.
Then all of a sudden the cave starts to, you know, I think it was Beth that came back around, you know, joked with her to try to ease her mind a little bit. Hey, let me work you through this. And then all of a sudden they started hearing something and they pulled her out. Just did you notice when Beth pulled her out, you could see one of the creatures really quick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot that happened until watching it again, you know?
Yeah. Well,
did I just see what I thought?
Yeah, yeah. Well, okay. So then at some point then they get to that where it's like the ledge.
Yes. Right? Where okay. they're making their way. Uh-huh. They're making their way through because they have to find a way out now.
Yeah.
Because at this point, Juno has.
Wait. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, you're good.
I'm trying to get the timeline.
Yeah.
Had the opening, the way back, caved in at that point? And it was then at that point that one of them said, oh, well, you know, it's only going to be a matter of time before the park and rec folks are going to look for us. Yep. And then that was when Juno was like, hey, so I just wanted to let you know.
Yeah, just let you know. don't panic. Don't be mad at me. It's not a big deal.
Right, but. It's so totally okay. But like, you know, I said we were in the one cave.
Oh my god. But it'll be totally fine. We're gonna get our hair done after this. It's gonna be totally
okay. Rose is totally good, man. Don't worry about it.
We'll have some wine.
We can get some pedicures. It's all good.
Yeah, that wasn't the case at all.
Okay. So the entrance had caved. That's what made them then have to go explore to go find another exit.
Yes.
They get to that precipice, you know, where it's essentially cliff on both sides, right?
And
but there is like an opening on the other side of it, kind of a little Star Wars-y thing.
Yeah.
So they have to do that whole rock climbing thing where, you know, you're dangling from
That's another thing I would never do.
Oh, God, no.
I'm not jumping out of a plane. I'm not rock climbing. I'm not doing any of that shit, dude. Nope.
Because essentially what they're doing is holding on to the cave roof.
Yeah, what do you call that? The ceiling of the cave? Yeah, I don't know what you call that.
You know, they're just finding handholds, right? So it's just the one girl.
Juno.
She's doing it.
Which she should do since she put him in this damn position.
Totally. She should have done all of it.
Yeah.
But so she's dangling there, and the whole idea is that they have those pitons.
Oh, is that what that's
what they're called? They're called pitons.
Oh, look at the big brain on Darren.
Yeah, right. I got that from that Stallone movie way back when. Oh, Cliffhanger.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
That's a good movie. and they shove him into crevices to kind of, and then they use that to, then they get they have a rope with, you know, and they clip it on, and then they got to move to the next one. And it takes a lot of strength.
Oh yeah.
Cause you're dangling by one hand or an arm, you know, and you gotta be, you know, grabbing equipment, you know, with your other arm, and you gotta somehow to get up the, you know. It was exhausting. I'm not going to lie to you. Watching that scene, I was exhausted toward the end of it. But she gets to the end and notices this old-ass piton still, like, lodged in the cave ceiling, you know. Well, this cave was not supposed to be discovered, right? So, yeah. I mean, it's like, well, why in the hell? How in the hell is this rusty-ass, old-ass piton?
Dude, that thing looked primitive.
Oh,
very. That was old as shit.
The old tech.
Old
tech, because they have all this newfangled shit.
Sure.
I think their pitons are like purple or probably. Something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this thing was just a piece of iron.
Yeah.
Really, you know, with like a hole in it where you would put a rope through or something. You know, it was old ass.
It was old. Because I think she makes a statement like it looked like it was 100 years old. Now, I assume maybe that was an exaggeration, but maybe not.
Yeah. So it was there that I was thinking, okay, and then at some point, I don't know at what point after that. Didn't they find a hard hat?
They did find a hard hat.
Yeah.
And that looked old as well.
Oh, yeah.
That didn't look like a newer hard hat.
No. That was easily 100 years old, too. I mean, it was that old.
But then there was it looked like arrows on the walls on which direction to go, but that looked like in chalk.
Yeah.
Would that have kind of, you know, sustained that on that wall, or maybe maybe it was etched in something else.
Yeah,
maybe.
It wasn't chalk. It was something else. It was, who knows what
paint?
It was.
Paint could have been there.
But I mean, it
I
absolutely
know.
Could have, dude. I mean, it's a cave down. You know, it's not. There's no elements. There's no sun to fade it.
You're right.
You know, there in that spot there wasn't any running water. You don't have wind. It might.
True.
You know what I mean? So yeah, it would be
feasible. That could have happened. Yeah.
So. I was at that point getting the impression that, oh, well, then these creatures were maybe like some expedition 100 years ago, a people,
sure,
you know, went in there, got themselves lost, couldn't get out, and then, I don't know, just said, fuck it, and then just started fucking each other and inbreeding, and that's what those creatures were. But now I don't know, though.
You know, they're... Could it have been just creatures that lived in the cave, or, but what you're saying, I can't really argue that, because it's possible, because there was a woman, there was kids. So it's like, over time, if they're just all screwing each other, who knows who survived originally?
Okay. So that wasn't my initial thought, was that's what that was. That's what these, cause they look like grotesque people.
Yeah. Anyway, and then if you're in the cave and you have no light, you eventually you adapt, right? And
right. You have so no, you aren't going to have any vision. No, you're going to have hyper hearing. Your skin's going to be all pale and you know. When I started to go in another direction, where I started to think, well, maybe it's not just a big group of inbred people from the original expedition. You know, was their ears? Their ears were pointy. Pointy like elves.
You're right, they were.
They were. And that was like, I'm thinking to myself, well, okay, 100 years of inbreeding isn't going to suddenly mutate. But no.
No, you don't think so?
So by the end of the movie, what I came away with was the expedition was there 100 years ago, right? Mm. Exploring the cave.
Yeah.
Okay. But they didn't get out because they got their asses eaten by these creatures that are just down there.
And these creatures just reproduce.
Absolutely.
And then they survive off of animals that they go up and grab and bring down.
Yep. Absolutely.
I see.
Yeah. And that's really what I think this is. I don't think that it was some inbred, like, you know, not at all.
Not at all.
Just creatures.
Just some creatures. Just
weird creatures. And the original expedition 100 years ago that had, you know, put the pitons in and all that stuff, they never made it out. So then, therefore, the cave wouldn't be cataloged.
Yeah. No, it's true. Yeah. It's true.
Yeah.
I'm on board on that. I think that's probably more plausible.
Those creatures were gnarly.
They almost looked like
vampires to me.
You know what they kind of reminded me of is some of the stuff from those orcs from from Lord of the Rings, a little bit.
Kind of in their mouths. They had nasty mouths.
Oh my God, that stuff, that white stuff that comes out of their mouths. Lord, and then the eyes. I thought the creatures, from what I read, is the intent was to make them kind of look like Nosferatu, you know, from way back in the 20s or whatever, whenever it came out.
That's why they seem like vampires to me or something.
Dude. And you may be right, dude. Yeah. I mean, what do vampires need, right?
Well, they threw the bats in there in the beginning. Uh-huh. So, I mean, I don't know.
Maybe it's possible. It could be it, dude. They could be some sort of some sort of strand of fucking vampires, and that they chill down there. It's dark.
It is.
There's no light.
Yeah.
Right. Was there ever? Let me ask you this, and that this is kind of getting goofy, but was there ever a moment where this was the other issue I had, and it will come back around.
Okay.
In a dark cave where no one's ever explored, why was there a ton of light everywhere? There seemed to be light all the time.
Well, I think theatric.
I understand you can't have a dark movie.
No, right. That's what I was trying to get. I'm like,
but a fucking cave like this, dude. There was light all the time.
They did their best to.
What, like with some of the flares and some of their fluorescent lights that they had?
And then I think there was at least a scene or two where maybe there was a sliver of sunlight.
Coming through and hitting the phosphorid or whatever.
Yeah, certainly not enough. It wouldn't be some sort of opening to get out, but...
Yeah. I don't know. But I guess my point was there any time where the light hit these creatures and they were like, you know, like...
No.
Yeah.
Because it
couldn't.
Yeah. During those scenes where there was like, so one of those that comes to mind, and this is going to be the first thing that irritated the
fuck. Oh, I have a feeling you're going to say the same thing.
Was, what's her name? The spiky hair girl. What's her name?
Holly.
Thank you. Holly. Yeah. They round a corner, they go through a little crevice or whatever. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And then there is a shaft of light.
Yeah.
And girl loses her shit and then just starts running for it. Like, just starts running. Like,
yeah, that bothered me too, because she seemed like she was experienced. So she should know better, right? No. Oh,
dude, I mean, look, even if you are like hyped up and, you know, just antsy to get the hell out of the, you know what I mean? You have no idea. You are basically running around down in a cave you barely see, and you're just gonna run willy-nilly like that?
Yeah.
You just gonna lose your mind and just, you know, and yeah. And what did she get for that?
Yeah, that bone, it pops.
Yeah, no, she ends up, there's a hole.
Yeah.
And then you know, the other girl, I don't know which one, Juno, ends up grabbing hold of her hand, but then can't hold on. And then girl fucking falls and then hits her, or and then in compound fracture.
Oh, my God, that thing is horrible. Just dangling out.
I hate compound fractures, by the way.
That's gross, dude.
Whenever that shit in a movie.
Oh, that is just horrible. It kills me,
dude.
And then the fact that I think it was Sam, the soon-to-be doctor. Well, yeah, not really, but because she's going to die. She puts that thing, kind of pops it back. Oh,
dude, it's horrible.
I can't even imagine what that feels like. Oh,
dude.
Oh, my God.
It's worse.
But and then Sarah kind of ventures off a little bit because she hears like it sounds like a kid.
Yeah.
Like a kid giggling. She goes over there and sees a creature, but no one, of course, believes her.
Yeah.
But it doesn't take long for
shit to go down. Mm-hmm. Right. And, so that would have been the scene when they were, Juno and her were like fight. Well, it was actually quite a number of them. Like, weren't there like three or four of them fighting these creatures?
Yeah. I think what happened, I'm trying to remember. Okay. So they don't believe her. Right. So they start kind of trying to find the way out.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I think they come to like a, don't they come to that area where there's all the bones?
Yeah,
was there, right. Well, I think there's a few of those areas.
Sure, yeah.
They're feeding areas, you know. And then, they get attacked.
They do.
They get attacked in this area. And that's when Holly, I think they get Holly. Like, I don't know if they bite her. I think they bit her, right?
And they
just kind of ripped.
Oh,
I mean, these things, their mouths were gnarly, man.
They were. They were gross, man. There's a lot of white shit coming out.
And then I think at that point, do they kind of split up, right? Because you're like, what the fuck are we going to do? You know, and you kind of split up like where everyone always does in a horror movie.
Sure.
Let's split up because, you know, and I don't think this was intentional because it was like everyone for themselves.
Well, but it was chaos.
Yeah.
It was chaos. But then I kind of thought, you know, so like, you know, Juno seemed to be like kicking some ass.
She did.
I was like, I was kind of impressed. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
You know?
She's not messing around. Yeah.
She's not messing around. The other one was
Beth.
Beth. She was also holding her own.
Yeah.
More or less.
I think Beth was holding her own. I can't remember where Sarah was at this point. But remember when, so this is that part I think you're going to talk about, is where, you know, Juno's got that, she's killing a few of these things. And then she hears something behind her, swings back around, and takes that, whatever that thing is.
So that's a climbing axe.
A climbing axe.
Climbing pick axe thing. And it's what they use to, like, especially in like, ice.
Yes.
You know, it's like you lodge it into.
It makes for a great weapon.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Great weapon.
Totally. She hears something behind her and, like, just, you know, but I mean, I didn't blame her for that. She just literally got done going savage on this creature.
Yeah, okay. It's tough with me because, yes, I do agree with you. Like, she was, her adrenaline was pumping,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, and heard a noise behind her and just reacted, turned around and swung.
Yeah. But I guess my only small argument to that would be, you know, your friends are around here. They're fighting them too. I don't know. I don't know, man. I mean,
dude,
but what did she put it through, her neck or something?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I don't know, man. It's plausible to be so hopped up on adrenaline that you, in that state of mind, bro, you are not thinking clearly. You are thinking
it's
animal instinct.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And she just heard that thing, was right after killing one.
I know.
Okay, and then just reacted.
It's hard because I agree with you 100%, man. I think the only, 99%. The only 1% is because bitch was having an affair with Sarah's husband.
Well, okay.
And she took them to this goddamn yes. cave and didn't even tell them anything. So I'm like, fuck her.
Well, no. True. But again, the thing that occurred there, you know, you can understand. I'm going to bottom line this.
Yeah.
She did not do that in order to take out the girl.
No, she did.
Absolutely not.
Her intent
not.
Was not no. to kill Beth. It wasn't.
Yeah.
Now, just leaving her there.
Now, that was fucked up.
You should have made sure she was dead.
Something,
man. Because, yep. you know, I think down the road, later on, Sarah comes across her.
And, certainly does. And she's still alive.
And she's still alive.
Which I'm not sure is realistic, but...
Yeah, for the sake of the whatever.
So, yeah.
Yeah. yeah. But yeah, man, I just, let me get to a few things that I, so I'm this, and maybe you can kind of shed some light on this. Okay. So they can't see.
No.
But there was a scene when Juno, I think it was either Juno or Sarah, was swinging at these things and they were dodging it like they were Neo in the Matrix, man.
Yeah.
So if you can't see, how are you dodging them swinging at you? That was one of the issues I had. You can't see anything. You're basing it off of hearing. You got some bionic hearing. Okay, I'm okay with that. I'm on board with that because it heightens, you know.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I'm blind as hell. I'm old, my hearing, but my sense of smell is really fucking good.
Yeah.
You know, so I get it.
Yeah. So, though I don't have, obviously, I'm going to knock on some wood here. Although I'm not blind, which is then heightened up my hearing. I don't have firsthand experience as to how heightened hearing gets to could.
So you could hear like,
well,
oh, I get you.
So I'll at least come out right out of the gate and say that I can't say, well, no, Rick, and here's the scientific explanation for why that's impossible. But from like an artistic license and from like this, I don't know, this sort of the spirit of what they're trying to do there, you know, I could suspend tiny bit of belief and think to myself, you know, if we're dealing with these creatures that have evolved to have no sight, but they've got just hyper bat-like sonic hearing,
yeah.
You know, echolocation.
Okay.
You can hear things because that's how bats that's how they're able to see is that they emit those tiny little, you know, screeches and then they bounce off of the various walls and whatever.
Okay.
Right. And they come back to them and then their brains have evolved to be able to triangulate where they're at based on, you know.
All right. I guess I can get on board a little bit with that.
Right. So now it's like, you know, they've got equipment on. You know, they're not naked. I'm talking about the girls.
Yeah,
the girls, you know?
Yeah.
So they got equipment on. They've got like, you know, belts that have dangling pitons and various things, right? Okay. Yeah. Now, you're swinging, right? It stands to reason that there's going to be minute noises as you're swinging, right? Yeah. And it stands to reason it's possible. It's theoretically possible that a creature with that kind of like sonic hyper hearing would be able to hear, you know, little micro, you know what I mean? And then that's what, that was what I chose to.
I mean, I don't think you're crazy in what you're saying. I, if I remember correctly, there's a superhero, is it Daredevil is blind, but he can, and maybe all the superhero people can chime in, but I think that was that really crappy movie with Ben Affleck, Daredevil, where he was blind, but he could hear and he could dodge stuff.
Yeah.
And hell, I think there was a movie from...
And look at Kane from John Wick 4.
I haven't seen John Wick
4. Oh, shoot, you haven't seen that?
I haven't seen John Wick 4 yet.
Dude, what are you doing?
But, okay, there was a movie, and I don't know if it was the late 80s or early 90s, with Rutger Hauer, and I thought it was called, like, Blind Fury or something
that. Yeah, he was blind.
So what you're saying is possible.
Well,
it's possible. I mean, but what about climbing on the fucking ceiling? I mean, do they have Dude, there were scenes where they were climbing on the ceiling of the cave.
Yeah.
What did you chalk that up to?
That they have evolved down there. That's their entire environment, dude.
All right, then. Well, I think those were really all the issues I had. So you've just squashed them all. So good for you.
Okay,
Darren.
Awesome, man. You know what?
So I like this movie even more now.
That's right.
I already liked the movie, but those were my only really issues that I had.
No, I mean, think about it, right? I mean, it's like, that's your environment. That would be like saying, like, well, how is it a shark can swim? So it's like,
true.
That's their goddamn environment,
true,
bro.
So they just adapted to.
Fuck yeah. Dude, they're like hyper climbers, man. They're like just. You know what I'm saying?
For all we know, on their hands, they have some sort of weird suction thing.
Exactly, and they're also using their feet.
True. All right. All right. Okay. All right. Then. Yep. All right. Well, darn. No, I was kidding. No, I mean, I still enjoy this movie. So I was, but those were really my only issues. So you just, all right.
All right. Yeah.
You just, what was that television show? The two guys that used to, Mythbusters, you just busted my not that it's a myth, but you just busted me. So Holly is gone. Rebecca and Sam, the sisters, they kind of go off on their own, right?
Yeah.
And then because I know wasn't there six girls total? Was there six women total? I swear.
Yeah, there are six. So there's Sarah, Beth, Sam.
Yes. Okay. Yes. That's
Juno,
right.
Juno, Rebecca, and Holly.
So Holly is dead. Rebecca and Sam kind of find themselves out on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Beth is, well, we think she's dead, but she's really not dead. After Juno put one of those, that pick thingy through her friggin'
neck.
Through her neck.
Yeah.
Sarah's off on her own, and Juno's kind of off on her own. Rebecca and Sam, they get into that little section where I knew at some point that foreshadowing of that stupid watch would come into play.
Oh, yeah.
And because these creatures obviously can't see, they just base it off of sound. And Rebecca and Sam were so quiet. And these creatures are literally almost kind of crawling on them, and they don't even know anything's there.
Yeah, that, okay. That happened to be a part.
That bothered you.
It bothered me. So maybe you can talk me off that.
I don't know too, because
there literally was a scene where one of them of those creatures was on top of that girl, and actually when finally was like okay nothing to see there, and the creature starts to walk away, it actually put its
that was Sarah. I think it was Sarah in that weird like. It looked like some sort of, I don't know. It looked like blood.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it was just a combination of blood and water, and it just kind of.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
But
it was right there. Like she was on that rock.
But they should be able to differentiate.
I would think so too.
Like, I don't know. To me, it feels like they'd be able to, you know, because they didn't establish any sort of thing that these creatures can't sense body heat. Or any sort of pulse.
I mean,
pulse or
something.
Anything, dude. Listen, what are they going to do? Are they going to sit there and not breathe? Are they just sit there like? Do they like inhale and they hold their breath while this creature was? Hell no. So they're
going
to feel. They're going to hear the. They're going to the breathing,
especially that height.
Yeah, this is the part where I was like, yeah, I don't know about that. I think that those creatures would have absolutely wait. You know, I'm standing on one, or I'm like,
yeah. And I don't think I could argue out of that one. I don't think I can. The heat, the fact that along with their hearing and their sense of, I think probably touch is probably heightened as well.
Yeah.
I don't think I can argue out of that one.
Yeah.
But
again, it's one of those ones where you just, it's a moment for me anyways, where I just got, I'll give them a pass. Whatever.
Yeah. That's true. But how did they get Rebecca and Sam? Do you remember? I was trying to remember how they got it. Wasn't it some like, they rip her. Oh, Sam goes to, remember there was another area. So Sam's running, right? And she's freaked out. And I think Rebecca might be behind her. And she gets to where there is another section in the cave where you're going to have to climb over it.
Yeah.
And then she starts to climb over it. And then one of the creatures gets her. She grabs the knife, stabs it.
Yep.
But it rips, like, I think it rips her neck or something.
And then she's dangling
there. She's dangling there. Yeah. I did like the...
Yeah.
I will say the death scenes on here are pretty good.
They are.
Like, I you know. Yeah. And then Rebecca gets pulled down into like one of the crevices, and mm-hmm. the creature is gnawing on her, and I think it rips her inside.
Her stomach. Or,
yeah. So those two are gone. And I think, who falls? Is it Sarah that falls down into the water where the creature is? Okay. I wasn't going to say anything until, like, okay. I was just thinking about this.
Okay.
This reminded me of, like, some... Okay, you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of Jason Voorhees in the water, and he looks dead, and then all of a sudden you fall into the water, and then he goes to grab you. And that's what the creature did here. Because the creature looks like it's dead, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Sarah falls into the... I think it was Sarah. Either Sarah or Juno falls into the water.
I think it was Sarah.
It was a Sarah. Yeah, and then it reaches out to her. I'm like, really? So you were alive and you didn't move from that spot, but until she falls in the water.
Yeah.
So I guess a small little thing.
Yeah.
And then I think she pulls the knife out. I don't know if she stabs it again, the creature, but yeah. Or maybe the fact that the knife was, I don't know. Once she pulled the knife out, do you think that it just couldn't breathe anymore because of the hole in it? And
probably.
That's, I don't know.
One thing that I respect this movie for is that they didn't bestow a bunch of superpower onto these creatures.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like you or I could fight for our lives against these creatures, and we have a 50-50 shot. In their environment, maybe we've got a 70-30, 60-40 shot. But maybe. It was like they're as vulnerable as you and I.
What they have is numbers over us.
That's it, right?
So you and I are trapped, right? They have a lot of numbers.
Yeah.
So we have to have a ton of...
But they're just as vulnerable as we are.
They are. I mean, if you stab them in the head or the heart or whatever, I mean, you cut off limbs. I mean, they're just,
Yeah.
So absolutely.
So I kind of like that. There was nothing like a supernatural... They didn't have some laser beams that shot out.
Or like you cut off a limb and it grows back.
And it grows back, right. Shit. Or they didn't like shoot acid out of their... I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
totally, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was good. So it really felt more real to me. Like it
does. Like it's like, could it have happened? Yeah, it's possible. Uh-huh. It's possible.
Absolutely. We don't know what the fuck's down under the earth.
No, we don't.
We don't know fucking what's under 90% of our oceans, man.
Yeah. So it's definitely possible. So I think the only two left are Sarah and Juno. Now Sarah comes across Beth, who's still alive, and she's dying, obviously.
Yeah.
And she says, Juno did this. Don't trust her, or something like that.
Didn't she give her
the necklace?
Explain the necklace thing to me. I'm trying to.
So the necklace was Juno's necklace, but on the back it was an engraved saying that Sarah's husband used to say all the time.
That's right.
So she goes, "Oh, yeah, I fucking see. Bitch. Yeah." And so, so they have this kind of like there's a fighting scene where they're kind of killing a bunch of these creatures because it's the only two left at this point, right? And they're killing them and they're kind of kicking some ass, but then there's I think Sarah more so comes to the realization there's a lot more here.
Mm-hmm.
And how can I get away? And so there's this little scene and she shows Juno the necklace and then she takes that pick and basically I think she hits her. I don't know if it was her Achilles or something.
No,
her leg.
She stabs her in the leg. Essentially hobbling her.
To where that Sarah can get away, maybe make a run for it, while the creatures are distracted with Juno. And I was thinking about this, and I was like, fuck, could I do something like that? Like, would I do something like that? So let's say Juno has killed Beth, even though it was an accident, right? She was cheating, with my husband, and she got us down in this fucking cave. Is that enough for me to do that? To do that to a person who I have been friends with? I don't know. Maybe, probably. It's hard, man.
So,
Could you do that?
Yeah, I'm trying to.
That's a tough one, man.
It is a tough one. But given everything that transpired in, you know, and all of just the trauma of fighting off these creatures and just, you know, I mean, because at that point, Sarah was like under this bloody water.
Yeah.
You know, that's traumatic in and of itself, right? Okay. Yeah. And then it's like she was already, they were all duped by Juno. Didn't even tell them this cave was, you know what I mean? Like everything could have been fine if they were at the cave that they were all supposed to be at. Yeah. Or, you know what I mean? Like everything could have been totally fine. And then, okay, then she killed, was it her sister she killed? Was it who you know, Juno?
No, on accident. Beth was just their real close friend.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So she kills, you know, one of their friends, you know, now Sarah doesn't know the details of that.
Yeah. No.
All the friend said when Sarah found her was, you know, Beth,
don't trust Juno her or something.
Did this and don't trust her. And then of course in the necklace, right?
Yeah.
So she doesn't know the events that happened to cause it, wasn't there to see that, oh, okay, that was obviously an accident.
Yeah.
Okay, well, in light of all of that, you know, she doesn't know what the fuck to, you know, I mean, for all she knows, this girl's just trying to end them all.
Yeah.
So that's possible. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a stretch. That's a little bit of a stretch.
Okay, so if I'm in that position, and that's going through my head, and I'm thinking it's a possibility. Then okay, then I guess I could do that.
I mean,
if it allows me to survive and get out of this friggin' thing, it's possible. I don't know, man. I mean, I probably feel like shit afterwards, but I mean, I could do it.
Yeah, I mean, you know? Look, right or wrong, that was a decision she made in the moment.
Yeah,
she was like, you know what, you're a bitch. Yeah. You know,
so what's interesting is, okay, so she does it, she leaves, and all we hear is Juno screaming.
Yeah.
But we don't know that Juno's died. We assume she's died because of all the creatures.
Sure.
So then Sarah, I think, falls, right? And I think she's making her way out. She thinks she sees an exit, and she falls and it knocks herself out. And then we see her waking up, and she crawls up this, looks like a mountain of bones.
Yeah, it's essentially she sees like an opening.
Yeah.
And so it's like this, that's where I think the creatures would come out.
Yep. And go find animals or whatever and then bring
obviously
them down.
They do that at night.
Obviously at night.
Yeah.
And so, you know, she gets out, we're like, "Oh man, she got out, she finds the car, she drives off." And then we're thinking, "Okay, she's made it." And then she gets back into the car and she turns and sees Juno. Now, to me, that was just simply her conscience taking over, right? Do I feel bad about what I did? But then she immediately wakes up and she's still in the friggin' cave and doesn't look like there is an exit anywhere.
Yeah.
Now, okay, so for those who haven't seen part two, and Darren, you haven't.
No.
I've seen part two once and I thought it was okay. It's not as good as this one. Sarah's in part two and she takes people to go back in the cave to try to find whoever's in there.
Okay, hang on. I feel like I need to clarify some stuff here.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Is there more than one version of this movie with more than one ending?
Oh, what was your ending?
My ending, and that's why I was confused. We, you know, we talked a little bit briefly, you know,
before. The other day. Yeah.
my ending was she climbed up the bone pile, crawls out of that little opening, makes her way down to the road, eventually finds the car, cruising, you know, like super fast down the road, right? Because she's all like, and she's happy she got you, right? Okay, then she pulls over, and then she's sitting there collecting herself, and then she looks over to the passenger seat, and then there's Juno, you know, bleeding from the eyes, but totally alive, and then she screams, and then it goes black, credits.
Oh.
That's what I saw.
Where did you watch this on?
This was Amazon Prime.
Oh, No, that's that, so there's a there's I have the unrated version.
Okay. So there's different versions, dude. So yeah. That's why I'm confused with you, man.
Yeah. So
that's why I didn't understand.
I hate when companies do this
shit,
dude.
I know.
So yeah, so the ending on my unrated version, I have an old DVD, is she sees Juno, then wakes up, realizes this was a dream. Okay. And she's in the cave, okay. And dude, she's not in any place where she's going to get out.
I see.
But now in part two,
wait a minute. Is that the end for you? Is that she wakes up back up in the cave? There's no way out, and then it goes to black with credits?
Yep. Absolutely.
Okay.
So, which is because in part two, now again, I only saw part two once and I saw it a long time ago, but I know Sarah's in part two. And she goes back into the cave with people trying to find other people. And I think Juno's in it as well. Oh, so yeah. Juno is somehow, I believe Juno has survived. And then, yeah.
Okay. So on my version, it didn't make any sense to me.
So the ending made no sense. When you were telling me this the other day, it's been so long since I'd seen this. And I was just trying, it's just her conscience and she's feel bad, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so that, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I sort of was like, okay, I guess. I'm like, I don't think they did a very good job conveying that was just her feeling bad, you know, because the way they made it seem was it was almost like, we need to make this to be some sort of cliffhanger for a sequel.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I was like, really? I'm like, how did that even happen?
Yeah.
So what's going on there? That is suggesting that Juno, who just got that pick, whacked into her leg, making her completely hobbled out, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
That makes it so that, and then if you remember, there were probably 6 or 8 of them that were surrounding her. Mm-hmm. Okay, she had to have killed or got away from all 6 or 8 of those creatures and got up to the car Sarah managed, and Sarah got a head start.
Yeah.
So how is that even possible?
Well,
it's not. And that's why I was like, I didn't quite understand. Was that real or was that, I didn't get it. Yeah. I just did not understand it.
I get you now. And I don't know why then Amazon wouldn't have this Well, I never know what these streaming services put on there anymore.
Yeah.
Because I know there was a movie, I almost want to say it was either Event Horizon. I want to say it was Life Force. When I was talking, because Scott had bought it on, I think, some special edition, and I watched a version, and I think mine or his had like 15 or 20 extra minutes. It might have been mine, and I watched it for free on Tubi or something.
Yeah.
You just never know what version they're going to have, and so we're at a disadvantage because you may have seen something I had and vice versa, and it's kind of annoying. Like, just give us one fucking version.
Wasn't this movie Canadian?
It was Canadian,
yeah. So maybe there's a version for the European market or Canadian market.
Yeah,
or
it's possible.
Yeah.
Mine is definitely an unrated version. But that's, she literally wakes up and she's looking around going, shit, that was just a dream. I'm still in this cave. And, dude, it looks like she's going to have a hard time getting out.
Yeah.
And that's, so that's where it ends. Now, again, I only saw The Descent, part two once. So, but I know she's in it. I know Juno's in it. So yeah. But anyways, that's Descent. It's still a very good movie. There's a lot of good things that are happening in this movie. I love the creatures, I don't know, this is the third or fourth time I've seen it. I would absolutely recommend it. I think people would enjoy it. It's a good entertaining flick to sit down and check out. I feel like it's a little different than the norm that we see.
It is for sure. And and like I said, I mean, I'll just end it with I just appreciated the fact that they didn't make these creatures all with superpowers.
Agreed.
I mean, it seemed more real to me. Seemed more plausible.
Absolutely. Agreed. Yeah. I'm glad they didn't do that either.
Yeah. To me, it was like kind of, if you were out in the woods, a group of you, whatever, and you had your basic camping stuff, you had some knives or whatever, and you ran across a jaguar or I don't know, whatever, mountain lion or something, or even a bear, although, you know, but I mean, it's at least possible that, I mean, like, you know, more than likely you're going to die, you know, but it's at least possible that you might, you know, just by sheer luck, you might just get an upper hand where the animal, you know, maybe is on you, but then you manage to, you know, pivot and then get on top of it and maybe you stab it and kill it.
Yeah, maybe. Absolutely. You have a fighting chance.
You have a fighting chance. That's exactly it. And that's what I appreciated about this.
Definitely, man. Definitely. I think they did a lot of cool things in this movie. And but anyways, that's it, y'all.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, thanks for coming on out. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
That's all we got.
Cool.
Yeah. Everyone take care.
You listened all the way to the end. We appreciate that. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Ear for Fear Podcast, Twitter at Ear for Fear, and subscribe to our YouTube channel at Ear for Fear Podcast. You can also check out our website, earforfear.com. There we list news and events. We're available on all the main platforms, so make sure you tell a friend. We hope you come back and get an earful.